This is Chuck Shaden. It's our Nostalgia Night edition of Old Time Radio on this Sunday evening. We're paying our respects to Fran Allison. She passed away last Tuesday, the 13th of June. She was 81 years old. And on the telephone with us now is the man who put Fran Allison on the television quite a few years ago. Good evening, Captain Eddie.
Good evening, Chuck. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
All right, that's pretty good. You're out in Michigan City, Indiana. Is that correct?
That is right.
And you are truly a Chicago television pioneer. You, I guess, put WBKB, which was Channel 4, when that station was known as W9XBK.
Well, that was the first station, yes. That was a police transmitter we brought out, and on the roof of the State Bank building, I put a windmill tower for my antenna. So that was the beginning of television in Chicago.
And what year was that?
That was in 1940s.
Now, wasn't that station a radar training center or something like during the war?
Yes, during the war we converted it, but we continued to broadcast using girls as for my crew. Mm-hmm. I put girls on all the cameras and everything else.
Because the men
during the war,
right? The men were all in the service.
Pardon?
The men were all in the service.
Men were all inducted into service. Yes, we ran a radar school. For training young radar recruits.
Mm-hmm. Now, your captaincy is from the United States Army?
No, in the Navy.
The Navy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you had the pleasure, I assume, of getting Fran Allison together with Bert Tilstrom on television.
It was a funny situation. Obviously, in the early days when I only had a few sets in Chicago, I had no sponsors whatsoever, and yet I was spending money like a crazy sailor. So, every time I'd buy something from RCA, I'd suggest they come out and look at some of these beautiful shows I had on the shelf, of which I had none.
Mm-hmm.
So one morning they called up from the merchandise bar and said they would like to see one of my better shows. So and in my office, Fran Allison was having coffee with me. And I got in touch with Bert Tilstrom, whom I had met previously at the World's Fair, and called him over, and we got together. I paid Fran $35 a week, I think, to start with. I wanted to give her a good start in the business, and I did the same for Bert Tilstrom.
Mm-hmm.
So we put together a show, and at 5 o'clock that evening, we went on for the first time with the Cougar Fran and Ollie show. Which turned out to be quite a proper show in Chicago because it had an adult theme as well as for the kids itself.
Mm-hmm. You mean to say that you were in your office, Fran Allison was there having a cup of coffee, you got the call from RCA who said they'd like to see something, you said come on over, and you called Burr and got them together?
I've been boasting about the plethora of major shows that I had waiting for a sponsor. Of course, all the big companies would say, well, give us more than 150 sets and we'll consider sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have the number of sets or viewers at that time. So I suggested to RCA that they might very well take part of the profits they made from my purchases and put into a sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it happened.
And did they finally do that then?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And finally took the show over to Merchandise Mart and MAQ.
That's right. Well, now, WBKB was owned by Balbin and Katz. Is that correct?
Yeah, 9XBK first.
Right.
That was my experimental license when I came out here in 39
mm-hmm.
to build a station. And then as we got into the commercial phase, it became BKB, which is Balbin and Katz.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about Fran Allison. You must have known her before getting together.
I knew her on the Dan McNeil show, and she was a personal friend. Well, one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. She just radiated everything that was good. She was one person that could project through the television tube to the public itself. She had a fantastic personality.
It certainly came across, and in her treatment of the puppets, the Tilstrom puppets.
We never spoke them as puppets.
Uh-huh.
We spoke them as actors.
As actors,
we would always move Kukra over, or have Polly move a little bit to the left of Cooker, but not to disturb him. We always consider them as human beings, and I think Fran projected that.
It seems to be legend, Captain, that most of the time, in fact, maybe all of the time, they never used a script on the
Cooper-Fran
show.
No, we never. We'd get together about 3 o'clock in the afternoon in my office. We'd sit down and figure out what we're going to do that day, who would take a poke at, what the theme would be for that day. In other words, it was really the beginning of the soap operas, although we had no script. We just decided, well, this is the way we'll play it for the next hour. And at 5 o'clock every afternoon, we'd go on the air. We went on the air from 5 until 6 every evening.
That's an awful long time.
Well, for $35, I had to get my money.
Wasn't that show originally called the Junior Jamboree?
Pardon?
Was it called the Junior Jamboree initially?
No. No, we originated the title Cooper Finale right the first day.
I see.
No, I don't. I remember hearing something about Junior Jamboree. We were not connected with that show at all.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I read something that that was the first title,
no,
and then eventually was Cooper Finale.
So. Burr came from New York, and I met him first in New York at the World's Fair. Now, it was a beautiful combination, really a family of actors playing to the family of Chicago.
Virtually everybody in Chicago who had a television set in those early days was glued to it to watch Kukla and Fran and
Ali. Well, it had a theme that appealed to the adults, and that meant that people having a beer at 5 o'clock in the barroom, that's where most of our sets were, would see it and then say, well, I ought to have a set like that at home so the kids can see it. It did a great deal to build the audience in Chicago.
I'll say. And they didn't disappoint that audience, either.
Well, apparently it didn't, no. Many people grew up, many several generations grew up with that show.
Well, I'm happy that you were there to put it all together. We were indebted to you.
It was a lot of fun. It was one of the high points of my career, I think, is working with people like that and putting together a show that was so successful.
Captain Eddie, how long did you stay with the WBKB?
I came out in 39, and I left in, about 46, I think it was, to build more television stations around the world.
And you've been retired now for a few years,
Pardon?
I assume. You've been retired for a few years now?
Well, I've been retired, yes, quite a while, and back here in Michigan City.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes from your Sunday evening to chat with us a little bit.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. And Fran rates everything we can say about her.
I'll agree with that. Thank you very much, Captain Eddie.
You're certainly welcome.
Thank you. Captain William Eddie of Michigan City, Indiana, a real TV pioneer. He's 84 years old, and we're grateful that he spent a little bit of his evening to share a few memories about the early days of television and of a beautiful lady, Fran Allison.